project. We started this project after a couple of failed referendums to get a pool built here, and we it was a lot of people were involved in getting this thing together about a year ago. It was a dream, and then the Chamber of Commerce and McElrath got involved, and then my little brother jumped in and kind of oversaw the whole building part of it, including building the building. And we shot for today to be our grand opening, and they made it with everything just perfect and ready to go. And there were a lot of people involved in it, and we're hoping that from this, because it's so close to the downtown area, we'll be able to continue getting grants to revitalize the downtown area and to spruce up our business fronts and to bring back a lot of pride into the downtown area. And I think a lot of small towns have suffered having the big discount centers move to the edge of town and kind of wipe out their downtown, the heart of it. So we're going to work on getting the heart back into the heart of Kennett. And we've already had a lot of people just voluntarily jumping in to get storefronts looking beautiful again, with the plant trees and put in new light posts, new sidewalks, new awnings, and really hope to get into new young businesses. And we've got a lot of grants and a lot of incentives through the state of Missouri to do that.
And Cheryl, if you have a good year, would you be able to afford another pair of jeans?
Well, you know, my mom has thrown these out several times, and I just go drag them out of the dumpster.
Obviously, we know that the pool, the old public pool, was very instrumental in your younger years. Can you tell me why it was? What were some of the memories that you have, and how did that shape your career and what you've done?
Well, a lot of the people that are my age have actually moved back to Kennett and are raising their kids here. And it seems like almost all my friends were on the swim team, and we would ride our bikes down to the city pool at 7 in the morning and at noon and at 5 in the afternoon. And a lot of my memories really stem around the swim meets, which was really the only time my parents ever let me eat M&Ms and drink Mountain Dew. And, you know, you just got away with murder. You got to run around with your friends, and you got to meet new kids from other places. And it was a real community event, and also a lot of the communities around here would compete. So it brought in business, and that's what we were kind of hoping with this pool. Even though the swim team won't be practicing here, they'll be having meets, and we'll be able to bring people from other communities into this community and show them what kind of pride we have in Kennett.
What's it like to be able to do this for your hometown?
You know, it's funny. When we started this whole project, I thought, well, we'll just build a pool for $100,000, and you can't even do that. And I'll say that I'm just so grateful every day that I have the money to be able to do something like this. And it's not the only joy in having money, but it is the real tangible joy of being able to do things for other people. And this is going to have a life that's going to be, for me, in its return, 100-fold. It's better than any investment I could ever make anywhere, just knowing that there are a lot of kids that wouldn't be able to learn how to swim, and they'll also get the experience of being part of a community and swimming with a lot of other kids. And so I'm just lucky and also extremely grateful that I have the means to do it, and I've had that kind of success, and that's what makes my success worth all the time I've put into it.
You're talking about the community.
Sorry, I walked all over them there. I apologize. I talked with some of the girls who were on the swim meet here in Kennett last year. What kind of advice would you give to the new ones? I mean, you got the experience of the swim meet and things like that, and now they've got a new pool and things that they can enjoy. What kind of things would you like to tell them?
Well, you know, like I said, I only ever won like the honorable mention swim team experience. I never really won. I wasn't that great a swimmer. I was a real peanut. And for me, it's just, it's really about being a part of the team. You know, I think it's one of those team sports where boys and girls work out together, and it's a full experience. And also, it's very, very valuable to know how to swim just for other reasons, you know, boating and everything else. And I wouldn't have any great advice except for just to enjoy it and to be the best that you can be, which is the advice that I would give in any sport or any activity or any endeavor.
What was your best stroke?
Well, I was a breaststroker. It seemed like all of us weaklings were breaststrokers.
You talked about the community, but you keep coming back around to talking about the kids. Is that really like really the baseline of this project?
Well,
to get something for the kids?
You know, I say this all the time. When I get homesick, no matter where I am in the world, I get homesick for Kennett. And I really don't believe that I could be doing what I'm doing without the support that I had when I was a kid. I left Kennett feeling like there wasn't anything that I couldn't do because I had so many people to fall back on. And this is a community like a lot of small towns in America that still exists, where everybody knows everybody and everybody watches everybody's kids. And when something great happens, we all celebrate. And when something tragic happens, we're in a prayer chain. You know, it's that kind of community where everybody is invested in everybody else. And so I like to think that those communities still exist, and clearly this is a great example of that existing. And so it's, for me, it feels right to reinvest in my community that gave so much to me.